Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A shadow has fallen across Rwanda. Rwanda's Ministry of Health announced an outbreak of Marburg virus disease, or MVD, and the United States is working with the government of Rwanda to end the outbreak as quickly as possible. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, MVD is a rare but highly fatal viral hemorrhagic fever. Belonging to the same family as the Ebola virus, MVD is spread through direct contact with broken skin or bodily fluids of a person who is sick or who has recently died from MVD. Symptoms can appear suddenly and may include fever, rash, and severe bleeding. Rwanda's Ministry of Health first reported cases of MVD on September 27, 2024. By October 6, there were 49 confirmed cases reported in multiple districts of Rwanda, including 12 deaths. A majority of infected individuals are healthcare workers. The source of the disease is under investigation. In a statement, U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Sean Savitt noted that since learning of the MVD outbreak in Rwanda, the United States has committed to making nearly $11 million available to address urgent health needs in Rwanda and surrounding countries. That includes support for surveillance and contact tracing, infection prevention and control guidance, and exit screening at Rwanda's airport and neighboring border crossings. Additionally, said spokesperson Savitt, the CDC has sent 3 senior scientists to Rwanda to help with the response. While there are, as yet, no U.S. Food and Drug Agency-approved vaccines or drugs to fight MVD, the United States has sent Rwanda hundreds of investigational vaccine doses and a small number of investigational therapeutics doses, noted spokesperson Savitt. The United States also contributed 500 MVD tests and 500 units of personal protective equipment to support the response effort and protect health workers. In times of crisis, we must work together to quickly save lives, declared spokesperson Savitt. The government of Rwanda has taken action to contain this outbreak and protect the health and well-being of the Rwandan people, and the United States will continue supporting those efforts. We must also continue to build preparedness between crises, which is why the United States has supported global health security work for more than 2 decades to help build capacity to prevent, detect, and respond to infectious disease threats across the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.